We're going to be running a frontline metastatic study, hopefully, of Avastin and Herceptin and Bevacizumab.
Phase two?
Probably phase two, yes.
What are you going to be looking for?
The usual, which is time to tumor progression, is going to be dominant because with so many of these targeted therapies, response does not correlate. Although, of course, we will look at response rate.
What are the safety issues in terms of combining trastuzumab and bevacizumab?
Well, obviously, the two or three trials that are being conceived at the moment, the dominant safety concern is obviously going to be cardiac toxicity.
And what has been seen up to this point in terms of bevacizumab in the heart?
Sandy Swain has shown in her own Adriamycin docetaxel bevacizumab study, where the echoes were very closely followed by one cardiologist, she had two patients with grade 2 LVEF drops after 7 cycles of therapy. One of them was a 72-year-old lady that was discontinued. A second patient had a drop from 65 to 47%. The LVEF then normalized, and after 3 more weeks, the lady was treated with 8 more cycles. So clearly, there is a small cardiac signal there. As you're well aware, Mark Pegram is also running a combined Herceptin-Avastin study and has seen a couple of patients with cardiac signals. So we do have to be very careful on this approach. On the other hand, if you look at the data that has come out from Rich Pietras, Mark Pegram's, Dennis Slamon's, and other labs on a combination of taxane and Herceptin and Avastin, the results are tremendous. So although the approach has to be taken carefully from the cardiac point of view, I think we will find ways of combining these drugs together very effectively.
Can you talk more specifically about those data looking at the triple combination?
Well, the preclinical information is very compelling. With Taxol Avastin, you have a certain improvement in the HER2 xenograft models. With taxane Herceptin, you have an even better improvement. And with the combination of the three, you have almost a flat line in terms of minimal growth in terms of the HER2-driven xenograft. So far, to the best of my knowledge, in terms of Mark's data, the Tory CIG groups have accrued something of the order of 10-12 patients, Neil. Amongst the initial patients with any response information, I believe that about half of these have already responded. I believe out of the first 12 patients, there have been 2 cases of LVEFs going down, and they've increased the cardiac monitoring within the trial. I do not know more than that.